Hey everyone, this is David. It's a quick hit. Let's get right into it. Yes. I hear you all. My DMs are filled up. Everyone is like, can you please talk about everything that happened yesterday in a Bravo land? Let me just gather my thoughts. I have jumped on here a minute too early, so we are just getting set up so everyone could be happy. Okay, well, we got a lot going on, right? We have a lot here in the Bravo world. Let's get into it. This computer is working correctly. Okay. Well, look, let's just start with some basics here. Let's start with Robin Dixon. Robin Dixon has been fired, and here's the thing. Are we shocked? I mean, everyone is, there was these rumors going around about Robin, before, and I'm like, look, nothing is happening until after the reunion. Of course, we expect this. The reunion has happened. She is now fired. No shock, right? I mean, is anyone shocked to hear this? We're not. Look, I feel Robin has given her statement. And I feel like maybe we're heading into a new like genre of exits in the Housewives because I really can't stand this whole like we parted ways, it was mutual. I don't know. You were fired. So I really respect Robin in the sense that she was like, this is a network decision. I didn't want this. So now, I mean, the irony of this whole thing is that Robin's exit statement is one of the more honest exit statements out of everyone's exit statement that we've ever had. And yet, you're probably fired for sharing nothing that actually happens in your life. You know what I mean? So that's kind of how I see things. It's like you're fired for really not bringing that much, but here you are being so honest. So I thought her exit statement was very honest. No shock, right? We're not shocked. I think, look, Robin, she got emotional, so I feel bad. I don't want anyone to lose their job, really. But I have to say, give yourself a round of applause, Robin Dixon, because you were on for 8 seasons, which is way more than most people. You look at like Jennifer Aiden, she's like a staple on New Jersey. She hasn't even been there for 8 seasons. You look at like, some of these people on Beverly Hills, which we'll get into. So 8 seasons is a really, really long time. How you got here is not really the point. You got here 8 seasons. It's 8 years of your life. You did a great job. And I feel, you didn't really bring a lot. I've been very hard on you. I think, let me just also be very clear that I think Juan not showing up at the reunion was not. Did not seal Robin's fate. I think Robin was being fired regardless whether, Juan showed up at the reunion or not. I think this is Robin's fate. There was no way she was coming back after this season. I said there was no way she was coming back after last season. This was her kind of Hail Mary season. And with everything she had going on with Juan, she still didn't bring it. Also, we have to factor in Potomac is broken. It was not a great season. The reunion, to me, is exactly what Bravo doesn't want to get into. We had witchcraft. We had more talk about colorism. We had a physical fight. And although, some of these topics are important, it's not where Bravo wants to go. So, watching the reunion, to me, I was like, oh God, this show is being changed no matter what. So I don't think there's really anything Robin can do if you do process of elimination. It was definitely her time to go. Girl, you did 8 seasons. Hold your head high. I respect her honesty in her exit statement. And, she gets emotional. So it's real thoughts. And I think, it's time to see Giselle without Robin. Now there is stuff circulating that NECA is going to be fired or has been fired. She hasn't been fired yet. Is it shocking that NECA is most likely not going to be a part of RHOP going forward? It is not. I would expect NECA to be terminated. That has not happened yet. Expect it to happen. Again, when the season is broken, we have to make changes and you just get caught in the crossfires. What does this mean for, and by the way, this is a quick hit. On Friday, this Friday, Sarah Fraser and I are detailing all of these topics, and we will spend over an hour doing so. So all these topics are going to be delved into much, much, much greater than what I am about to do. Okay? This is just a quick hit. You already had an episode this morning with Colton Underwood yesterday. Did you all listen to Megyn King? Oh my God, you guys love Megyn King. I've said this before. Do you know that ex-housewives do better in the ratings on this show than current housewives? Because current housewives are too scripted. Anyway, I've been saying for a long time that I expect Potomac to go on a huge pause. I don't know. I'm starting to think Candace leaving on her own, Robin being fired, and NECA about to be fired. Maybe this is quickly course corrected. If you look at the fact that New York was paused and then the whole thing was rebooted, it's because we didn't know what to do. I mean, I'm convinced that if the show came back, Sonya Morgan was going, because I think there are real issues there and she became too much of a liability when she's falling and you have to put her into a car and get her home. I think Ramona and Luann would have come back, and I think everyone else would not have come back if New York went on. New Jersey paused last year, and now we have everyone back because we didn't know what to do. How is it going to look without Melissa? How is it going to look without Marge? They even said we don't know what to do, so we invited everyone back. That's not sustainable, but we have next season. Something is paused when we can't figure it out. We still can't figure out Atlanta. Porsha being back was announced so long ago. Now, shocker, Kenya Moore is coming back. We already knew that. Rumors are Drew is coming back. I mean, we kind of already knew that. And Sheree's on the chopping block. I said that on this show months ago. It's just, if you just take a step out of it, of who your favorites are, it's pretty clear sometimes to see what's going to happen. So things are paused when we still don't know what to do with Atlanta. We're still looking for newbies and we can't figure out the right chemistry. I don't know. I've been saying that Potomac was going to go on a major pause, but I don't know. It's kind of quickly, it's almost like clear what needed to happen and these things happen. And like maybe it's going to come back quickly with a Grand Dame and Giselle and Ashley and Wendy and Mia. I think Mia is very authentic. We're not getting rid of the Grand Dame. We're not getting rid of Giselle and we're not getting rid of Ashley. Ashley's done nothing wrong. I don't know why the professor is there. I think if anybody is going to go, it's the professor. But I think we move forward with these five, and then I think we get newbies. I just want to point out that to me, it's much harder. This is, I mean, we got to go, guys. This is a quick hit. It's much, and again, Friday with Sarah Fraser, each of these is going to be delved into more. It's easier to bring in two people. We brought in a newbie, Diana Jenkins. That didn't work. We brought in a newbie, NECA. That didn't work. It's harder to me when we bring in one person to all these people. We bring in Danielle Cabral and Rachel Fuda together. There's enough going on that it now feels like the show is shifting. So I believe if we keep these five, we're going to bring two people in and really work them into the cast. That to me, I don't think we're doing this one. I don't think, after New York season 13, we say five doesn't work. Five doesn't work. We need six, seven. God, how many do we have on Beverly Hills and Potomac and Miami? Now we're up to nine, 11, whatever it is. Five doesn't work. I don't think bringing in one newbie works. I don't think it works. I think we also had Jen Fessler in New Jersey. So it's really like two and a half. I think Fessler's going to have a breakout season this season that's coming, but covering New Jersey on Patreon only. But I think we're going to bring in two newbies at minimum. And I think maybe that's how we're going to move forward in Potomac. We still might have a pause, but I'm starting to think the pause isn't going to be as long as we thought. Candace is pregnant. Candace did leave on her own Friday. Sarah Fraser, we're going to spend so much time on this. But, to me, Candace is, there is an identity outside of Housewives. It's the music and the acting. And I think Candace has a real chance to brand herself outside of Housewives and have something going on. This video she just posted on her Instagram announcing she was pregnant, it's like a whole production of a movie. God knows how much that costs. I just caution Candace, you think you want a break, you need a break. I respect a break. I respect anybody who leaves on her own, especially you're leaving because it became so fucking toxic. There's a physical smackdown and brawl again. And so you're leaving to protect your unborn child and start your family, and you're choosing your actual family and over housewives? Oh my God. Mad respect. I think Candace played it so smart. You would do it, you announce it before the reunion. Would she have been fired because everyone iced her out? I don't know. I don't think so. But even if you go with that, it doesn't matter. She left on her own and she's choosing this, and it's such a baller bitch power move. So I respect Candace. Watching this video on her Instagram, it's like a 5-star production of her and Chris finding out they're pregnant. I just caution Candace that time away from Housewives, just understand, we'll still love you. We'll still talk about you. I just had Megan King on. She hasn't been on the damn show in forever, but it is different. It is different. You do. So I just caution Candace, like, I hope you don't miss it. I hope you really are fine with this because I'm all for it. So, power to you. One word of caution to Candace. She left on her own. She's pregnant. Congratulations, right? Congratulations. Yeah, congratulations. I mean, it's a lot of money to walk away from. We just had Coachella. Anyone who lives in LA, here I am for the winter. Everyone goes to Coachella. Everyone packs up. My building here was, you could hear a pin drop. Everyone's at Coachella. You couldn't pay me. Well, you could pay me. Like Sheena Shea got paid to do, I think, a partnership with Smirnoff Ice. You could pay me to go. If you paid me, I would absolutely go to Coachella. I would absolutely not go to Coachella for free. It's nothing looks worse to me than Coachella. I once had Mary Fitzgerald, Mary Bonet from Selling Sunset on this podcast. She was like, "Oh, David, there's a way to do it. VIP, you're out of the mud." Doesn't look that way. It looks all the same. And ugh. Too many crowds. Coachella is just not for me. Teresa was there. She got her picture with Taylor Swift. We'll talk about that on Patreon this weekend. Crystal Kung is not coming back. She says it's bittersweet. She implies that she was let go, but she's okay because every season that she was back was a whole thing. Maybe not as clear as Robin, but it's clear she was let go. She lasted 3 seasons. She was the first Asian American on Beverly Hills as a housewife. I personally like, look, I also predicted that after Anne Marie that everyone was coming back. I really thought with the ratings, what they were, why not just have everyone back? Damn you, New Jersey, you messed up my visions. So I thought Crystal was coming back. But here's the thing, like, Robin's the easy decision. Let me tell you how it works in Beverly Hills. You put, like, the way we have everyone back in Jersey is you put everyone's name on the whiteboard. You take off Melissa, it doesn't make sense. You take off Margaret, it doesn't make sense. You take off this one. So that's why everyone's back. In Beverly Hills, whether you like these people or not, Kyle is not even on the whiteboard. We're not getting rid of Kyle. 0% chance. Erica Jane, a 0% chance. Erica Jane is now in the top, I would say, at least 10 of most protected housewives. There's not even a discussion that we're getting rid of Erica Jane from Beverly Hills. She's a great housewife. Kyle, we're not getting rid of. We're not getting rid of Sutton. Sutton is the whole damn show last season. She brings everything. Garcelle, we're not getting rid of Garcelle. So those four are not starters. So after Anne Marie going, we have two names that go on the whiteboard. One is Dorit Kemsley, and the other is Crystal Kung. We're either getting rid of both of them, we're getting rid of none of them, or we're getting rid of one of them. Kyle, Erica, Garcelle, Sutton, they don't even enter the equation. So Beverly Hills and figuring it out is not as hard. And this is also Evolution, Alex Baskin, it's Vanderpump. Same production company where we keep everyone. So it's an easier franchise to figure out than most because we only have two options, Dorit or Crystal. Man, this is good for Dorit. They like Dorit. They like Dorit. And look, she too does nothing. Crystal is more the real deal. She has her coconut water. She has, a famous husband, and Crystal has like real money and you know where it comes from. And Crystal is out at American Music Awards and Grammy. She's in the scene. Like Crystal is travels in the same scene-ish as like a Kathy Hilton. She's more Beverly Hills. She's more money than a Dorit, right? But they love Dorit. Dorit doesn't do anything wrong. She does the job. I mean, I don't know. I don't really know if Dorit would have gone either way. Whereas I don't think Juan not coming to the reunion did not cost Robin her job. I don't know if Dorit was on the chopping block, so I don't know if it really mattered. But telling everyone that Kyle sent her this text, and I find it authentic. I do not think this is staged by Dorit and Kyle. Exposing Kyle's text to Erica and then it becoming a thing, and Dorit and Kyle ending the reunion in a worse place than where they started, and Kyle having lunch with Sutton, and it still being weird between Dorit and Kyle. I'm sure Alex Baskin is telling Kyle, do not talk to Dorit. I am sure, because we all know how this works. I am sure Alex Baskin calls Dorit and is like, listen, can't promise anything until it's announced. Read between the lines. Do yourself a favor. Do not speak to Kyle. Period. They want Kyle and Dorit to come face to face on camera when they start filming. That is what they want. It's not such a fractured friendship. I think it'll be a whole season of the two of them fighting to probably have resolution at the end of next season. But I guarantee you that Alex Baskin or someone at the production company calls Dorit and says, do not answer her text. Do not speak to Kyle. I'm convinced of that. Can't tell you if your job is safe, but read between the lines. You want to come back next season, girl? Don't speak to her. That's going to happen on camera. I don't think it like saved her job, but it like saved her job. Kyle saving this. And now we're going to have a season of Dorit versus Kyle. And it's going to be a good season. There we go. It ain't going to be a, we'll have Mo moving out of the house, Mo looking for something. I think we'll see Morgan. It's going to be a good season, but I think they probably would have kept Dorit anyway. I'm sh more shocked that they let Crystal go, but I guarantee you Dorit got that call and it's all going to happen on air and it's going to be authentic. And I do think it kind of saved Dorit's job. It certainly didn't hurt. This Friday with Sarah Fraser spending way more time on this. Oh, also, I think we're going to see two newbies here. We got rid of Amory. We got rid of Crystal. I think that Kathy will be back in a friend role, but Kathy is such a, she's an interesting part of the show, but she's not like going to get down into everyday stuff. And I, again, I stand by. We had Diana Jenkins. We had this one, that one. When you bring on one person, it's harder. I think we're going to do the Cabral Fuda move and bring on two newbies. I don't think it's going to be Hilaria Baldwin. It's not going to be Bette Midler. It's going to be two new people that are just going to get in there. And by the end of the season, we're going to feel some change. We're going to have two newbies and it's going to be a show, just like when Erica Jane joined, just like when Lisa Rinna joined, just like when Dorinda joined New York. It's going to feel different. Hopefully, we're going to have a superstar like an Erica or a Dorinda that can go the distance. And I do not think it's going to be one person. I think it's going to be two. I think, and I don't blame Anne Marie. It's very hard to come into this group of all stars and get your words in and make a mark. So I think we're going to have two newbies. I think we're going to skew younger. We're going to see how that works. And I do think, news shocker, they're going to be diverse. Should I? We almost don't have time to talk about Alexia getting announcing her divorce. I have so much to say about this. I have so much to say about Alexia divorcing. Is it real? Is it staged? Is it for the show? Is Alexia devastated? Is she happy that maybe this is going to give her a storyline? Is she happy that maybe this is going to save Miami? Miami is in more trouble than Potomac and is in more trouble than Beverly Hills because it is Jersey. Miami is not clear cut. It's not clear cut. If you get rid of Marisol, Kiki, Adriana, or any of that, it doesn't matter. They're not making a lot of money. The ratings don't justify the salaries because Alexia makes a lot. Marisol, I mean, Alexia makes a lot, Larsa makes a lot, and Lisa makes a lot. So, Miami, it's not obvious. Who do you get rid of? I know you all hate Larsa. They're not getting rid of Larsa. Larsa is bigger than the show. Erica Jane is bigger than the show. She is. Larsa is worldwide, whether you like her or not. She's in a different category. So, Miami, to me, when you start taking people off the board, doesn't make as much sense. It doesn't. So, I think they have more to figure out in Miami. Beverly Hills was clearer, shocked about Crystal. Potomac, I'm talking about a huge pause. It's kind of like clear, one of the easiest franchises to figure out. So I expect the pause in Miami is now even more complicated. I don't know if this saves Alexia's job. It certainly doesn't hurt. I'm thinking that I'm such good friends with Anna and Kosace. I do not take sides. So just because Anna and Alexia had this thing on last season does not mean that if I bring Anna on the show, that I'm going to go against Alexia. I'm objective. Some weeks I hate Teresa, some weeks I hate Melissa. I mean, hate's a strong word, but you get my point. I'm team nobody. So maybe what I'll do is reach out to Anna since I'm friends with her and bring her on here to talk about Alexia's divorce. Would you guys like that? I will be objective. We're going to hear what she has to say. I think Anna's going to be objective too. So maybe we'll do that. Does everyone want that? Slip into my DMs and tell me. We got to cover Alexia's divorce. I actually have a lot to say about it. I don't think it's as clear cut as people think. Crystal's gone. Robin is gone. Nneka's likely to go on. Ashley's pregnant. There's a divorce for Alexia. It was a crazy day in Bravo. I have to go. This isn't a whole show. This Friday, Sarah Fraser and I promise you, we will do over an hour on each of these topics and slow it down. We got to talk about Tori Spelling's podcast. We got to talk about Bethany's podcast. So we have a lot to talk about. I love you all. It's Tuesday. Go listen to yesterday's show with Megan King Edmonds. Happy Tuesday for a quick hit. Bye.